geez, oh, Pete, I thought, you know what? All those people that interviewed Tim got together.
Yeah,
and
I noticed it took you a week to call back to see if I was okay, so obviously you must not have been too concerned. I could be laying here dead in the bed for crying out loud.
Oh, all those people you've stuck at microphone just got together, and we're getting that guy.
Exactly.
How are you this morning?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. In reading your blog, I thought it was pretty interesting what you had to write about Tim Milton and comparing him to John McClane.
McCain,
excuse me.
Yeah. Well, Milton is kind of a maverick Democrat from Pontiac. Last year, he chaired the House Education Committee, much to the chagrin of the MEA and the MFT and the teacher organizations, because he was all about, in his mind, reforming education. And so the Republicans took control of the House, and come to find out, he's no longer on the Education Committee. And he said, basically, they got even. But he's going to still push those issues nonetheless.
And education is somewhat reeling because there's a lot of information floating around, especially when we talk about colleges and universities, about not only the lack of funding some of these institutions may see, but also the possibilities that wages and benefits are going to be frozen.
Interesting statistic. 20 years ago, if that's the correct time frame, about 70% of the aid for universities came through the state. And now it's about 70% from moms and dads paying tuition. So there's been a huge culture change and a flipping, if you will, of the state support for higher ed, much to the chagrin of the higher education community, because they contend, you know, lawmakers and governors pay lip service to, you know, higher education is so important for Michigan's turnaround. Well, where's the money to follow? And to add insult to injury, you've got a couple of conservative senators who want to come after the universities and get the university employees to kick in 25% of their health care cost and to take a 5% shave across the board on salaries. Now, in order to do that, they need a constitutional amendment because the universities have autonomy and can't be told what to do. But if they were to get the votes to put this on the ballot, and I think that is a stretch, the people could say yes, and then lawmakers could come back and do it to the university. So there's not a lot of goodwill between the two sides right now.
As I was reading that in Scoop's blog, and ladies and gentlemen, you can find that on the Oakland Press online. When I was reading that, Tim, I just started thinking about something you've mentioned many times. The government tries to figure out a way to balance this budget, nothing is going to be left out, and everyone's going to have to suffer a little bit.
Indeed. And in fact, labor may have done a miscalculation last week when they got these benefits for live-in partners. They may have won that battle but lost the war. I think that will only add to the dialogue in the legislature that public employee benefits indeed are out of whack. And so that may have been a miscalculation on their part. We're going to talk to Mr. Snyder later on this morning as he talks to the business leaders from Michigan, and I'm sure that this issue of shared sacrifice will be coming up because he's all about that.
Tim, also in Scoop's blog, you talk about an issue we talked about last week, municipal bonds for many cities in the United States as well as Michigan. They're having some troubles there. Some cities are going to go bankrupt, and you talk about the same thing with cities here in the state, not also due to municipal bonds, but for other reasons, they're going broke.
Well, again, in the past, the tradition is that there was a shared sacrifice on the parts of cities and the states. They basically went hand in hand, and the state did send a bundle of revenue-sharing aid to the cities up to the tune of about $4 billion that has now been lost. The cities are no longer getting that, and what they're doing now is coming back to the state and saying, all right, look, if you're gonna take money out of our revenue-sharing and not help us, then give us enabling legislation that will help us raise money at the local level through so-called regional taxing authorities. If this were to come to fruition, and this is a huge if as well, you could see a local gas tax in the Tri-County area. You could see a local tax to raise money for police and fire protection, and that money would be raised locally, and it would stay locally. Now, the bad news is the state gets sort of shoved out of the equation there, and So I'm not sure this is going to fly. They're hoping that as Mr. Steiner looks at this value for money, and he has asked them for solutions, this is one that they're pushing.
Before I let you go, Tim, what's the latest with the Michigan business tax?
Well, the Steiner people have floated a draft proposal. And it was interesting. In his State of the State speech, the governor said he is not about winners and losers. Well, come to find out, his proposed flat rate tax produces winners and losers. And the biggest losers are the biggest companies in the state. The Detroit Three, the Herman Millers of the world, the Dow Chemicals, they end up paying more money to the state than the little business guys making under $350,000 a year. That is one of the items, on the agenda that will be discussed at this conference later this morning. And let's see how strong the grousing is from the big business guys who don't like this thing at all.
And part-time legislators, is that ever going to happen,
no.
Tim?
No. Next question.
Yeah, they can't. If
they got it on the ballot, it would pass, but it takes a two-thirds vote to put it on the ballot, and then the people have to say yes. Mr. Ajima, Representative Ajima, who has proposed this one, though, has a poison pill inside this part-time legislature thing, because he also wants to expand the number of years that lawmakers can serve in Lansing. In other words, he wants to change term limits, and I think that's a deal killer.
What are you working on for Channel 6?
We're going to do this Mr. Steiner's appearance with the business leaders later on.
All right. Should be a great report. Thanks so much.
Okay, I'll see you in the emergency room.
Well, I see you going again. I'm starting to wonder if I'm the cause of this.
Maybe I'm allergic to Tony.
I got to talk to Tony again.
Yeah. Hey, have a good day, man.